Covilha, Portugal. Joanna runs a small cafe. Lucia is a tourist.
More tomatoes, please.
No sandwich? No little coffee?
No, only tomatoes. Oh. I don't know how to thank you.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
My grandmother must have eaten tomatoes like this here before she immigrated. She came from this valley.
Oh, welcome back.
The tomatoes are inspiring. This one is whispering.
Ask her about the land.
What about it?
What's the history?
Our history is of resistance. The Jews hid here during the Inquisition. Those who opposed the dictatorship, they escaped through here. The secret police would come looking, but all they find were rocks and sheep and shepherds.
That's how my grandmother got out.
Then you know. The shepherds were the only ones who know every rock, every boulder. They could hide people in the land.
Our tomatoes back home, they look good, but they taste terrible. In America, we've engineered resilience tomato. We refrigerate them, ship them anywhere, absolutely anywhere, any season. Ridiculous distance.
The average food item in America has traveled 1,500 miles from the farm to your plate.
When we think about global warming, we usually think about transportation and how we heat our houses.
But how we eat has just as big an impact on climate change.
Did you know between 44 and 57% of all greenhouse gas emissions are from food production?
That's a lot of gas. We are starting to do this in Portugal. Produce many tomatoes, but these ones, they're from my garden.
Eggs! Fresh
when
eggs.
I was a child, I thought food eggs. Came from the grocery store.
Like the store laid the eggs?
Fresh today from chicken raised on tablespots from my table.
And when we flushed the toilet, I thought our poop disappeared.
The best tasting egg in the village.
Where do you think garbage went?
I thought it vanished. Poof, like magic. My grandmother, sometimes she'd cry so hard because she missed our culture and she saw every day me slipping into this new culture where we were so calm and rational and positive about everything. In America, we've believed if we invented something good, we can become rich, and that all our problems could be solved by inventions and money. Do you have the cheese? My grandmother used to joke. She had saudades de queijo, super strong homesickness for the cheese in this valley. The guidebook says you've been making it by hand since ancient times.
Enjoy.
Soon
it may be illegal.
What? How?
The EU required us to register the enzymes we use to make the cheese. The enzyme is from the thistles we grow here. Hopefully, we will be allowed.
And the Sonoras in our village, they aren't supposed to sell their eggs. They do this to help get their pensions.
Buy some medicine, help support the grandkids that have no jobs.
Last week in the Algarve, they intercepted a 79-year-old fisherman for transporting fish without documentation. They said that his sardines were not legal.
More agrodente, drink up. Peces e derga culture can feed the world and cool the planet.
Aguardiente is banned.
I tell you, peces e agriculture can feed the world and cool the planet if they let us farm.
Resist.
Oh, we will.
I wish we still could. It's over. The corporations have won. But who am I to talk? I shouldn't be here. Air travel and all that.
You come from the land of opportunities. And you say it's too late for you?
And you say it's too late for you?
With the sob story about tomatoes?
You tell us we should fight when you're giving up.
What about the journey of your grandmother?
What do I do?
What should she do?